Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bone yawning, yawning, yawning.
No.
Stunting like my daddy. Oh. Stunting like my daddy. Stunting like my daddy. Stunting like my daddy.
There you go. Hour number two here on
Young
a Tuesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Yes.
Abe just said in my ear, we're going to let Bo get away with playing New Orleans music this week.
What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, well, he controls the music.
You know?
I'm just trying to go away, get away with, you know, not the most highly recognizable songs, but, you know.
I think we place Bo on a suspension next week.
I mean,
they, you know, if they win, he's coming in with the.
He's not coming in. He's out either way.
What's the most, like the number one most New Orleans song that you could possibly
You know
play?
What it is.
What is it? What's that, the that, absolutely
that,
number
that
one?
That song they play on the boardwalk.
Oh, when the Saints.
The Saints go marching in.
No, this is right here. Because he's about to do it right now.
Okay, what's
and about to piss these Falcon fans off more than they need to be pissed off.
At least they're mad about
play this. I can do this right here.
Wouldn't it be nice to be mad about hating the Saints, though?
Yeah.
It's nice to be mad about hating the Saints and not mad about hating your own team.
Yeah.
Right?
Like this right here. This is awesome.
There's a lot of good options.
Let's get the party hype
in
Atlanta.
I was just saying, what's the number one? The number
you
one.
You know, the one they play on Canal Street. Oh, no.
He's got a whole folder of them, doesn't he?
Dude, I remember, Andy, my last time playing in New Orleans, because this is the song they played before the kickoff, right? And so, obviously, playing this song, and dude, it was rocking. And so, this is my kickoff return. And I don't know who that was, but I was so hyped, Andy, and the ball, and I'm talking about, I put the effort till in, because the way the return was, I had to block the guy by myself. And, man, I'm talking about that dude ran through my damn face so hard, man. And I will always remember that, cause that damn song. I'm like, let's go, brother. And I'm talking about, man, I ain't fall, but I, like, turned sideways. I had to put my hand down so I wouldn't fall.
Maybe seeing double
But the
minute.
Worst part about it was the damn touchback.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The ball didn't even come out?
The damn touchback. Oh, just ran straight through my damn face, dog. I was like, God. Because usually I know, cause most of them I'm going to look back there
sure,
like,
sure.
Whew.
All right,
cool.
Let up. We're good.
Nah, I wasn't looking bad. That song had me so hyped. I had to look like Tommy Cole from The Last Boy Scout, looking like Tommy Cole. got my damn face strange. I'm talking about ears ringing, and then had to come out because starting that game. So I was like, please change the play, Phil.
Did you play the first play?
Yeah.
You were good? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Did they throw it to you?
No. No. But it took me a minute to get myself together, though.
Yeah, no, just for Falcons fans that are listening and don't know.
Yeah, man.
Bo, the producer of the show, is a New Orleans Saints fan. So, hate week. A little bit of a different feel. A little bit of a different vibe.
This game was not supposed to mean anything.
No. Now, I mean, it always means a little because of rivalry, right? But, yeah, no, this was supposed to be.
I came into the season knowing that we were going to suck.
Yeah, this was supposed right, exactly, exactly. And if the Saints beat the Falcons on Sunday, they got the same record. So guess who sucks? You know what I mean? So, yeah, not great. not great. But yeah, we'll probably hear some New Orleans music throughout the week. Thanks to Bo, just to let you know. Maybe if the Falcons win this week, then the next time they play later in the season, we'll ban the New Orleans music. Like, is that a fair trade off or no? Bo's not into it.
No, okay.
No, that's fine.
Sure. Yeah, we gotta have something on the line. And then if they win, then what? I don't know. All right, College Football Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. Back page with Bo at 12:40 as well. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, week 11 came to a close last night. The Cowboys beat the hell out of the Raiders.
Raiders stink.
They do.
Everything about the Raiders stink. The fact that everybody thought, because Tom Brady's a part of the group, that they were just going to miraculously turn into the damn
Patriots.
Aston Jeanty, you drive there number 4 overall, mm-hmm. and he had 7 damn carries. Mm-hmm. 7 carries. Oh, yeah, old Chip Kelly. Oh, Chip.
He's a genius.
He's a damn genius. They paid man $6 million.
I know.
To do that crap right there. And Geno's not playing good.
Nope.
I know Brock's been out a while. They have no receivers. None.
Yep.
None. Zilcho.
They got nothing.
Nothing.
Bad organization. Has been. And doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime
no,
soon.
No, it's not. Yeah, but Tom Brady.
They need to draft
Tom Brady's involved. But shout out to the Cowboys, man. Yeah. George Pickens, I know they got suspended for the first series, him and CD, because their ass is probably hanging, kicking it in Vegas. There's no doubt in my mind that they were kicking it in Vegas and probably was late back to the hotel.
But at least they were together.
They were together.
You know?
And they played together because they went off yesterday. Obviously, heavy hearts playing for their teammate. Sure. And things like that. But it's been so long since they played. I forgot Quentin Williams was there. Mm-hmm. And Quentin was an animal last night.
He got a sack on the first play, right?
Yes.
Or first series.
Like, they were animal. He had a sack and a half yesterday. Then they got a bunch of their new defenders back. The kid from Cincinnati was in. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys that were hurt were back. So, I mean, they're not going to do anything this year, but never mind. It was the damn Raiders.
It was the Raiders.
Yeah, it was the damn Raiders.
Yeah.
If they do it this weekend against the Eagles, okay.
Okay, then maybe, then maybe you could start talking. Because then they'd be 5-5-1.
Yeah.
Right? With plenty of football left to maybe sneak into one of those final wild card spots. But, yeah, we'll check back in when it's not the Raiders.
Quick injury thing. Aaron Rodgers confirmed that he won't need surgery on his fractured left wrist.
Okay.
And said he's still trying. He's pushing to play this weekend, but the doctors must clear him, and his status remains TBD.
Mason Rudolph?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Broken arms better than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
So I'd probably put him in there.
Yeah, that'd probably be it.
Old bones, though, man.
Yeah,
you know?
But there was one more big injury, Andy. Oh, yeah, Lane Johnson. Out a month. Liz Frank.
Oof.
Yeah, so that's a big deal.
The Bengals have suspended Ja'Marr Chase. The
NFL has.
Or sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Bengals wide receiver has been suspended because he spit on Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, should be suspended longer.
Jalen Ramsey did his own investigating on that one, tweeted out the picture of him getting spat
he
on.
He spat right on him.
Oh, he sure did.
Damn, sure,
he
sure did. They're going to lie.
And he should get suspended
They're
going
to lie about it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They got to do something more than just that.
No, like, I tell you what.
Spitting on people in an NFL because that's, setting
dude,
is
that's what I'm saying. Like this,
in any setting.
That is an issue. And what I mean by that, that's like after the game, like, I'm going to come to your locker room.
When
you spit on another grown damn man?
It's very gross.
No. Everybody ain't Dak. Everybody ain't Dak, because if Jalen Carter spit on me, we'd have been fighting.
Right.
And would nobody have blamed him?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, Jalen Carter will whip Dak ass. Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, but at least you got to try.
But at least you got to try. You can't let nobody spit on you like that. What the hell wrong with you?
I think I know the answer to this, and we may have even talked about this during that week one incident. Does it matter where it lands?
I don't give a damn.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. You spit on me.
Because face is like on site, obviously.
You spit on me, it's on site.
Chest is bad, too.
Damn.
What about like the old school insult of like on feet. Someone's shoe?
Yeah, that's bad, too.
Dude, don't
brand put new Nike cleats, man.
Don't put your spit nowhere near me. If we talking and come out, because I got a personal foul because of that, but we was just jawing and he just happened to, the spit flew out.
That was just natural.
But I didn't take it natural.
Say it, don't spray.
I didn't take it natural because I sure swung at him. And yeah, got swung at him, got the unsportsmanlike and the fine for it.
Oh, he didn't even mean to do it?
No, I know he didn't mean to do it.
Oh.
But
you didn't care.
I ain't give a damn. Yeah. It got on me.
Say it, don't spray it, bro.
Yep.
Give me the news, not the weather.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
Yeah, don't be spitting on people.
No, that's nasty.
Don't be doing that.
We didn't mention this on air, did we, that the Jets have announced Tyrod Taylor will start in front of Justin Fields. That was supposed to go down a couple weeks ago, but Tyrod got hurt.
Right.
So Justin played. They actually won the game. He told the owner that it was outside noise, what he was talking about.
He referred to the owner's comments about him not being a starting quarterback in the NFL as outside noise, which is, I don't know. He's right. Like, I don't know how else you can deal with it, but he actually played pretty good that week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's the backup now. Yeah, so he's a backup now, probably in the NFL.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. But who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Okay. But all right. Anyways, anything else going on? We ain't gonna talk about the Falcons.
It's kind of true.
I want to talk about Abdul Carter getting benched because he was sleeping in the team facility and missed the walkthrough. He comes out said he was getting treatment. He wasn't asleep. You dumbass. They changed the schedule because new head coach, whatever.
Sure.
You dumbass. Are you sitting in the training room and didn't notice when nobody else in there but you?
Right.
Like, what?
Which one of them is worse?
Which one is worse?
Like, either excuse is terrible. Like, you missed a walkthrough because you were asleep?
You were.
What do you? That's
but now
not
you're
a
saying
excuse?
You missed a walkthrough because you were in a training room?
By yourself?
By yourself? You what a dumbass.
Both bad. I know he's off to a bad start.
He's off to a bad, and then he ain't playing well either.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
he's not playing well. And he wanted to wear Lawrence Taylor's number.
Keon Coleman suspended his last game, and they needed him against the Buccaneers because he missed Friday. How do?
And he overslept a meeting.
How do you miss? I don't know. And I'm gonna say that because I've never ever been late, running late ever. And people say that happens. No, I don't.
Yeah, you played in the NFL for 11 years. I ain't never been late
for anything. That's my job. Get your ass up and go to practice.
Right. What time's a Friday like walk?
Friday usually starts at 9.
That's not that early.
Yeah, Friday starts usually at 9 o'clock.
That's not that early.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Come on, man.
Come on, wake up.
Bunch of damn
you gotta set
babies.
Set a couple alarms.
Your mama ain't gonna wake you up. Bunch of damn babies.
Set a couple alarms.
God.
Well, we ran out of other stuff to talk about.
All my damn nerves. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Well, there's Falcon stuff. Drake London's got a PCL injury.
It'll be out.
He's probably not gonna play this week.
Okay. We already know Michael Pittis is gonna be out.
Probably for the rest of the season.
Yeah, don't look like what Darnell Moody is what's going on with his situation. Because he got banged up. He came in the game banged up, and then he got hit a lot.
Yeah.
So
now Kirk Cousins is out there with no Drake London. The last time that happened was at home, but it was against the Miami Dolphins, and they were down 34-3 in that game. I don't know. I mean, there's these different sort of like how low can it go kind of markers now in the season. Pretty low right now. You get smoked by your rival
in
six in a row.
Yeah, man.
That might be the pink slip Sunday.
It's bad, man. It is really, really bad. That's why I was like, I really don't care to talk about this right here it's just one of those things where you just don't know. I think, Shedeur Sanders is going to start. I think they said that Dylan Gabriel is going to be out, still in concussion protocol. So he's going to get an opportunity to be the starter, get all the reps with the ones, and get ready for this team that is the Vegas Raiders, who are awful.
Oh, is that who they're playing?
Yeah, they're playing the Raiders.
It is a road game. But I think that's one of the more interesting things. Like, obviously, he was set up to fail this week with the snaps and the 4-16 and all that. Like, what is, though, acceptable?
Set up to fail is one way to put it.
Did you see the video?
He was the backup quarterback and came into the game.
He's a backup quarterback that, like, I don't know. I hate the word set up to fail. Because he's still got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be ready to go.
Now, this week, that won't be the case.
Yes.
He'll have a week of practice with the first team.
There's no excuse this week, I guess, is the point. Did you guys see the video of the three linemen blocking one dude and then a guy coming right through the set?
Yes,
so funny.
Yes, I did see
For
that.
For what team?
For
them.
Okay.
Yeah,
them.
He's got to. I mean, the one thing about him is that he is a preparer, so he's gonna be prepared. Now, the physical part is what he has to go out there and do. But a lot of people are excited to see him play, and it's probably even more people excited to see him fail. But
I wonder. I wonder what the split is.
I don't know.
I hope he does good.
I hope he does really good. Yeah. I really, really do.
And he should too, with it being the Raiders.
Yeah.
Like that should be a good first game.
But that offensive line is awful. And
that's
Max
true.
Crosby is gonna be
Yeah, it's true.
He's a damn hunter.
Maybe bring some help to his side.
Yeah, maybe. You know those three guys that were blocking that one guy? That's the one guy y'all got to go block. Yeah, but make sure the other guys aren't coming free, though.
Yeah, block Max Crosby.
Yeah, make sure the other guys go. Hey, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come on and pick up your supplies for the weekend's football, for your weekend football parties. Also, say hello to Allie, Mike, and Squid Billy as they broadcast live from the stores. All brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Fill the hype with Publix. That's the morning shift. 6 to 9 at Publix on Memorial Drive.
They were talking about that spitting thing on their show this morning, and they were breaking down the difference between regular spit and a loogie. Fascinating.
I don't give a damn.
It was a fascinating conversation.
Damn, man.
Well, no, not about whether you get spit on. Like, just the difference between the two outside of
but
spitting.
But the thing
on
about it is, if somebody's about to spit on you,
there's a difference.
And you hear, and they about to hock a loogie, and they do that on you, you better drop their ass.
Because that's just a warning.
That's just like a warning there. That's a warning right there.
Get ready.
You better punch it right
Don't give them time to hock it out.
Punch them in their throat so they can swallow it.
Yeah, the difference is you can spit, but with a loogie, you have to hock it. Yeah. That's a process. It's a two-step process. Tua, right? All right, we'll get to a college football corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we're 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Tuesday afternoon here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right, the college football playoff rankings are going to come out tonight.
Who's going to be...
Probably
who's
going to
be mad tonight?
Who is going to be mad
ACC
tonight?
ACC fans?
If A&M drops a spot because they kind of messed around with South Carolina, maybe their fans will be mad. I wouldn't be. Georgia beat the brakes off Texas, and they were right behind you. So probably them. Yeah, probably ACC fans because every ACC school is being ranked fairly low. And then maybe a non-James Madison smaller conference team.
You think
because
so?
James Madison might be the highest ranked group of five team.
Right. Okay.
Well, they won 58-7 on Saturday. So they handled their business.
I think everybody's going to be mad about where Alabama's ranked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they'll still be pretty high.
Yeah. I think that'd be the one, how mad people will be at Alabama ranked.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
But they played a close game
against
a good team.
They did. Like, they did. And you know, they dropped to 10.
In the AP?
Yeah, I think that's where it was.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that feels about right to me. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, people will be mad. Good thing is there's a whole bunch more football games to be played to decide some things. Now, we got the question yesterday on the, I don't know, it was an AMA or one of the few other segments we were taking calls about the Falcons, but somebody asked us about SEC championship game scenarios.
Okay.
I tried to figure it out.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it is complicated.
Okay.
It is complicated to find out who is going to play in the SEC championship game. Here's what I know. Georgia's done playing SEC games.
Yes, they are.
And they need a little bit of help, but they did what they could do. They went 7-1 in the SEC, and if some stuff breaks their way on Saturday, then they'll play in the SEC championship game. But there's all kinds of, like, A&M, Ole Miss still has a path to get in, Alabama, obviously, Georgia, obviously. Like, there's a number of different matchups that could happen in the SEC championship game. We'll all find out together on Saturday.
How about that?
Yeah. Because I was like, I was reading through all of them, and I was like, all right, so this team gets in if this team gets in, but then there's a three-way tie because this team doesn't have a head-to-head.
That's all.
And I was like, this would be impossible for me to explain articulately on the radio.
Yeah.
So what I would encourage you to do
is wait.
Wait, or if you really want to know, Google SEC championship game scenarios, and you read all those little bullet point blurbs that they were writing.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't, It was it's very complicated.
Yeah, I mean, all right. You know, Georgia still has an opportunity. I kind of figured that out, but didn't know the necessary arrangements or whatever, because I have a feeling that it's going to come down to the Iron Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right. I think it's Iron Bowl, Egg Bowl.
Yeah, and then Texas and Texas A&M.
Yeah, so I'd say Egg Bowl, didn't I? Yeah, and Texas, thank you. What do they call that something?
I don't know. They should.
Those three games like that. Yeah. And then you got a situation where.
And that's not, you know what? And then, that's not even this weekend. Texas plays Arkansas this weekend.
That's right, because
Texas A&M's not for a couple weeks.
They always play the same weekend as Georgia Tech play.
Right.
And so, but yeah, okay. I mean, if you're Georgia, are you relying? Well, hold on. Where's the Iron Bowl at?
I believe it's in Auburn, which is where crazy things happen.
What time of day?
That's an important question.
Yeah, what time of day is the Iron Bowl?
Okay.
Because
it's a night game at Jordan-Hare.
Oh, hell.
Uh-oh. Crazy things happen.
Oh, hell.
Especially in that game.
Yes.
Like, in general, crazy things happen.
Yes.
Georgia's been victim to it. There's been all kinds of different.
Yes.
But Alabama, I mean, some of the craziest moments in college football history have happened.
Night game
Iron Bowls.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. I think, you know, Georgia, like you said, they did everything they could do. They had the one slip up and things like that. And we always talk about the meaning of what the SEC championship game is and all those different things. Does it count? Does it matter? And all those different things. I don't believe that. I know the man who coaches my school doesn't believe that.
Yeah.
But
and I'm of the same opinion.
Like, yeah, because
if they're giving out a trophy for something,
I
want my football team to win it.
Yeah.
They play in the SEC and that conference has a championship game. And I'd like my team to take that trophy back to their football facility and put it on a shelf right next to the national championship trophy that I'd like them to win about a month after that.
Exactly.
And really,
you know,
the problem is that there is a counter argument, and I think that's a problem for college
football. Ohio State.
And I think that they will fix it.
And Ohio State's a poster child for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And if we get 4 or 5 years into this thing and they haven't changed the format yet, and it's non-conference champions that are continuing to benefit by getting the home game and then going on through the playoff and winning, then maybe that'll speed things up. I don't know. I know that there's so much money to be made from the conference championship game broadcasts anyway that, you know, there's not going to be a huge rush. Now, I don't care about that because I don't get any of the money.
Right.
I still want my team to win the conference championship just because in my mind as a fan – That's always been an important thing. I do think, though, that with an extra conference game, which is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to play 9 conference games. Mm-hmm. And more than likely an expansion of the playoff to 16, that 16, that first round, could replace championship weekend if they decided to go that route. Because I'm kind of two minds with it. It's like, look, if there's a championship my team can win, I want them to win it. And secondly, I want as many games as possible to watch. Like, I want my team to – we wait all year for the games.
Right.
What am I going to – I'm going to advocate for my team playing less? Am I stupid?
No.
Wait till March. Then you're going to want your team to play so bad and you're going to be like – so, but that would be a replacement for that. So, and you might get two more home games potentially if that's what they do with the playoffs. So, I wouldn't have a problem if they switched it in the first place, but where I stand right now is right next to you. Yeah. I want my team to win the conference championship.
Yeah, man. And I think, you know, as we were talking about the coaching news, obviously Lane Kiffin's on TV now talking, and they kind of giving them an ultimatum by the Egg Bowl. They want a decision. I just don't understand, like, what is he looking for that he can't get? I mean, I know in, you know, people, you put LSU and you put Florida probably above Ole Miss then. But what can't he get now? Like, what can't he get now that he can get there? You know what I mean? And we talk about the chaos of LSU. This man lives in chaos.
He loves
it. He's a damn troll.
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's a damn troll. That's my
only chaos might be attracting him.
Yes. Yeah. He's a damn troll. Like, he has his star quarterback in the room with him now. I mean, his running back in the room with him. Like, this is stuff that he does. Mm-hmm. Like, knowing the fact that he has these people, this Ole Miss administration by the nuts. You know,
yeah.
You're playing with my emotions, Smokey.
Yeah, and he is.
And he loves it.
And that's the thing.
And he loves it.
And that's why I love that Ole Miss gave him the deadline.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, cool. We would love to have you stay.
Yeah, but stop playing around with us.
Yeah, just make your mind up.
Yeah.
Stop tweeting out all this crap and going on visits to all these different schools. If you're going to go there, then take the job.
Does that happen?
And go.
Does that happen?
What?
Do coaches visit teams while they're still coaching?
Honestly.
Even on a bye week?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a great frame of reference for it in college. I mean, it has to have happened.
It has to have happened. Like, I'm not,
because teams have left jobs to go in conference to other jobs immediately when the season's over.
Yeah,
so they've interviewed with them.
Yeah, but like
we just have better tracking technology.
But that's my
now.
Thing right there is I'm so curious, like, does that happen more often with head coaches that, like, I know it might happen with assistants.
And
like,
it certainly happens in the NFL with assistants.
Yeah, with assistants, but like, you're a sitting head coach at a program. It's a bye week, and you go visit other programs.
Yeah, I know. That's a tough one for me if I'm one of the money men at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, in my mind, I just gave the program $5 million this year and last year and all that. I think this program is just as capable as these other ones.
And because you know they do.
Right now.
Like, look where we are right now. Look where they are.
So how are you going to then do all this stuff and then come back and ask me for $5 million more dollars? Yeah. You got to get out. You got to go. And that's why I like that they gave the deadline of like, all right, look, man, we got a game against Mississippi State. It's our rivalry game.
Yep.
You got to choose by then. Now, my thing is, what if he doesn't? What if he hasn't chosen by
then? I don't know. Would they go?
Are they going to tell him to kick rocks?
Like, this is the dude that's been fired on tarmac before. This is the dude that I don't know how.
That was for losing.
And how he got out of the Tennessee. And then he goes to Oakland. And for still reasons that I don't know. Now, I know why Pete Carroll kind of pawned him off on Al Davis. Everybody knows the story. He wanted Sark as his OC and all. He thought Sark, and he thought Lane was just who he is because he was a freaking brat. Mm-hmm. So he sends him out there, and then Al Davis says, I was conned. Because he was conned by Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, this Lane guy. Oh, he's it. He's the it guy, the young and coming. He reminds me of John Gruden.
Then why don't you want him?
Yeah, he reminds me of John. He reminds me
Wouldn't
of John.
Wouldn't that have been a natural but question? Like, no, why
not,
don't you want
not
him?
For Al. Because he would have been like, because this Al Davis hated the fact that he let John Gruden go. He hates that
so
fact.
That's how he sold him.
Yes.
Got it.
And that's what Pete did. Pete sold him.
He took advantage of an old man.
Yep.
That's not nice.
Pete sold him on that.
That's not nice.
Yeah, man.
I just do it. It's going to be really ugly if, like, the worst case scenario plays out and he does take one of these other jobs and then leaves.
Yeah.
Like, Ole Miss is good. They're a good football team. They've lost one game, and it was to Georgia, who's a really good football team. Like, they're having the best season they've had,
yep,
I don't know since when. They're going to go to the playoff,
yes,
unless they, you know, mess around with all this distraction stuff and lose to Mississippi State or whatever, and even still they might go to the playoff. Like, they're going to the goal at the beginning of the year is to be one of those 12 teams. Like, you're gonna leave in the middle of that?
He said there is no ultimatum. That's absolutely not true. Then what do you call it?
What, it's a deadline?
It's a deadline? Like,
strong suggestion.
Like, yeah, like what the hell, Lane? Because again,
ultimatums in relationships are always the end.
Oh yeah, dog.
Always the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's your girlfriend, wife, or
lawn man,
head coach. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Lawn guy.
Plumber. Ultimatums, might as well just call it.
It don't matter, but I'm just like, I'm trying to think, as a sitting head coach got on a plane to go see other jobs out in the open.
Right.
Now, I could have been some like, back channeling. Right. I'm sure there's back channeling and everything like that.
Back channeling has happened.
But like,
Tommy Tuberville left Ole Miss to go to Auburn.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, back channeled his way into that job. I mean, he said, the only way I'm leaving Oxford's in a pine box. And then 48 hours later, left Oxford.
Only way
not
I'm
dead.
Leaving in a pine box.
Not dead. All still alive.
If we were so lucky. this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. Don't forget, if you go into Zuka Pizza, kids eat free tonight.
Kids eat free tonight, baby.
As they get you ready for Thursday night football while enjoying Miller Lite specials, Dukes and Bell, Thursday, 2 to 6, live at Zuka Pizza in Smyrna.
Or it might be Wednesday, but I'll look it up. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday, but there's definitely a kids eat free night at Zuka, and it's really good food, too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20. I can guarantee you with 100% certainty that Brandon Adams is A, in a good mood because Georgia beat the hell out of Texas on Saturday, but B, has some thoughts on the Lane Kiffin saga for sure.
Yeah, man.
Because if there's one guy that I know that is, we were just kind of talking about it in the break. I don't think we're as far along with it as BA, but if there's one guy that is not convinced that Lane Kiffin is an elite coach, it is Brandon Adams.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes. But I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just still like, and maybe because I always always look at him as just like Lane Kiffin and everything. The whole, because it's been a blank show. He came into this business as a spoiled ass brat.
Definitely.
Who was making waves off the name of his father. Mm-hmm. Monty Kiffin is a legendary football man. We understand that. Perfected the Tampa 2, all those different things. Warren and Derek Brooks, all they swear by this man. And you got your off of that.
Sure. Definitely.
Like, but this dude, I mean, he goes from betting people's girls.
Which is another part
of it. And you remember, what bowl game was that when he showed up with them shades on?
Uh-huh.
That the dude, that his partner gave him a black eye because you making moves at his lady. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? All right, that's all I'm going to say. I mean, but I think you said it perfectly. I don't know what you said on air. Like, when is he going to get this much attention again?
Right. This might be his moment.
Yes.
And he may be smart enough to know that. He's certainly, like, I'll give him credit for a couple of different things. Whether he's reinvented himself or not, he's certainly making it appear that he has.
Yes.
I will say, like, if you co-produce a documentary about reinventing yourself, maybe you didn't really. You know what I mean?
Hey, you got me.
Like, doesn't that feel a little self-serving to have that happen right now? But anyway, maybe this is the moment. Maybe, but he's definitely good at self-promotion. There's no doubt about that. To go from where he was, which is like pretty much people were like, all right, enough of that guy.
Yes. Like Nick Saban. Nick Saban fired you the week of the damn national championship.
Yeah.
Because you were too busy looking for a house in Boca.
And that's part of it.
And yeah,
we're looking for some other stuff too.
Yeah,
rumors.
Yeah, rumors.
Rumors.
But yeah, is that, you know what? Grow to focus on that job.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So, all right, whatever happens, stays, goes, whatever, he's going to get paid a crazy amount of money.
Yep.
And then 2 years from now, if it goes well, he's going to do the same thing with an NFL team.
Yep.
Like, if say he takes the LSU job, gets a ton of money, does a pretty good job in the first couple of years at LSU, which he probably will. Like, he's done a really nice job. I can't take this away from him.
No.
He's done a really nice job at Ole Miss. He's won a lot of games. Goes to LSU and has a similar level of success. It's going to be viewed differently because it's LSU. Then he's going to start flirting with the Broncos or whoever else is up for, you know, whoever else needs a job. Because it seems to be a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He falls upward.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I won't say false because he has, you know,
he lands on his feet.
He's done a good job. But because falling, there's people that have fallen up. That's like,
how was he doing at FAU? Because he left FAU and went to Ole Miss, right?
Uh huh.
How was he doing at FAU?
Won some games.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he won 10 games his final year there.
Okay.
Because he kind of had to do that to prove to people that
rehab
he could.
Himself and all that.
Because he
stuff.
Had rehab. Right. Yeah. Had to go to Saban rehab, and then he went to FAU and all that. And then anyway, let's get to the back page with Boom. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Hawks took on the Suns the other night, and you already mentioned that Steve Holman had Dylan Brooks in his crosshairs with very good reason, because Dylan Brooks is just not a good human being.
Dylan Brooks gets a technical foul because he was taunting after that happened. I mean, you talk about a dirty player. He's not only a dirty player, but he's just a bad person,
Dylan
Brooks. He always has been.
He always has been.
Like, damn.
So add him to the list.
Add him to the list.
Dylan Brooks, the newest Grinch as we head into the holidays.
Dirty, rotten Desmond Baines.
Dirty, rotten Desmond Baines and dirty, filthy,
lifelong bad person,
Dylan Brooks.
Who is it tonight? They play the Pistons tonight. Who's next?
Oh, is Max, is Brian
Leaf Stew.
Is he still there?
Isaiah Stewart is in the starting lineup for the Pistons.
What did you just call a grown man?
Beef Stew. That's what they call him.
Did you just call another grown man Beef Stew?
Yeah. Why can't they call him that?
Beef Stew?
That's what his nickname is.
Who gave him a nickname named Beef Damn Stew?
I don't understand the problem.
You don't understand the problem I have with you saying
his last name is Stewart.
I know that.
So Stew.
Okay.
And he's big.
So you sure want Big Stew and you just want to say Beef Stew?
I can't believe you haven't heard him be called that.
This is me. You know I ain't never heard no man. I ain't never heard no grown man call another grown man Beef Stew.
I mean,
are you sure they ain't saying Big Stew?
I'm pretty sure, man. my headphones are turned up pretty loud.
When did he go?
And I'm not coming all the way with this.
Okay.
And we don't have to go back to it.
Okay.
I kind of understand you not wanting to call Kyle Rowley Big Dumper, although I will and feel fine about it. But. Who cares, Beef Stew?
No, it's on.
Oh, I know. Thank you, Abe.
It's Beef Stew, man.
I know. What's the problem with Beef Stew?
Really? You don't see nothing wrong with that? Calling another grown man Beef Stew. I can see Big Stew.
All right, so let's break it down.
So it's the beef.
Stew is not the issue here.
No,
so.
it's that part.
What is the problem with that?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
You haven't told me yet.
Because
you've repeated yourself five times, and it sounds weird. And I understand what you're implying.
Okay. You understand what I'm implying.
But I don't understand why.
I don't like it.
Fair enough.
It's one of them things by Randy.
And then that's fine. That's what it is. But I didn't know. Here's how I take it.
Okay.
It sounds to me like I'm saying something that I don't realize that I'm saying.
No.
I'm like, oh God, am I saying something?
No, listen to me. If I would have heard it before you,
okay.
Like the Kyle Rowley thing, I heard that before you.
Sure.
So it wasn't no problem. This is the first time.
It kind of was, though.
But no, but I've heard people call him that before you.
Fair enough.
But this is the first time I've heard you calling another grown man beef stew.
Well, it's not like I'm calling a bunch of people that.
But the thing about it is,
I'm calling Isaiah Stewart as
our crack researcher Abe has found, has informed me that that's his nickname. Okay, cool. It was just the initial. That's why I went back to it.
Okay,
So
we got there now. So me and a bunch of people are calling this guy beef stew.
Right.
What is it that you don't like about that?
I don't like another man being called beef stew.
Okay.
Let's not big beef stew.
Okay, big.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. What if we combine them both?
Big stew is like delicious to me.
Beef stew? Oh, like,
yeah,
okay.
That's like delicious.
Okay. All I'm trying to do is understand what I'm doing wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong. But that's, I'm talking about me. That's how I view it, okay?
All right.
Like, if he in the.
Like, delicious? That's different, bro.
Hey, beef stew, what up? That don't sound weird to you? Now, hey, yo, what up, Big Stew? But, hey, Beef Stew. That don't sound weird?
Beef Stew.
Big Stew sounds like it's 100% every time spelled S-T-U. Stew.
Stew, okay.
And Beef Stew is S-T-E-W.
I mean, I guess.
Man, ain't nobody thinking that damn deep, eh?
I guess it's like because I'm basically agreeing that he's beefy. And is that what the problem is?
That could be it. That might have something to damn do with it.
Okay.
Speaking of beefy humans.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Last night, he's
in the game tonight, and he does have a history of throwing elbows.
Let's foul him.
If Steve doubles down on beef stew.
Okay.
Let's foul. Oh, God. Please let
we
him.
We actually had beef stew for dinner last night.
It's so good. It
was delicious.
Reheated beef stew is the best to me.
Yeah. Yes. We put a little rice in it,
crazy
too.
How the beef just falls apart.
Oh,
when
yes.
You boil it.
It's really good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Might have to do that tonight, man.
Very good.
All right. So,
is it beef? Never.
Yeah, back on track. Speaking of beef.
That was an
beef,
important 5 minutes.
Last night at Madison Square Garden in New York was John Cena's last ever Monday Night Raw in MSG. As he is on his retirement
I'm so ready for him to damn retire.
Why?
I just am.
He's the greatest of all time.
No, he's not.
It is not up for debate.
No,
either.
It is. Everything's up for debate because it's not a factual thing.
When you talk on the radio.
Okay. The greatest wrestling champion of all time is the Nature Boy. Woo!
He's the second greatest.
John
Cena doesn't even have a noise.
Yeah, John Cena's been wearing the same ragged ass stretch Levi jean shorts.
True.
And it's worked. He's the most popular and polarizing WWE superstar ever.
My dad's a big jean shorts guy.
With no shirt. I mean, with no belt. No, yeah. But didn't he win? Yeah. I saw this bowl, a clip. He won the inner thing. That's his first one.
Thank you for that segue.
That's what I'm saying. They need. If he's the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, as you say, I don't believe that. Why would you let him go out with that weak-ass title?
The Intercontinental, he's never gotten the Intercontinental Championship in his entire career.
Right. Because
he doesn't fight for, like, mid-card belts.
Neither
very often.
And Ric Flair never fought for it either.
So that
Ric Flair always fight for the
Ric
big
Flair's
prize.
Gotten more Intercontinental Championships than Cena.
No, he does not.
And U.S. titles, too, probably.
The U.S. title was better.
Was it?
Yes.
I think they should fight.
Yes.
Ric Flair and John Cena?
Yeah.
Is John Cena's last time
ever? I'm sure they fought plenty of times.
They've wrestled a few times.
Well, then who won then? That decides
so, last week, John Cena took the belt off of Dominic Mysterio, a known troublemaker in WWE. And if you're a celebrity at MSG, Dom Mysterio's going to find you.
The only good thing that's ever come out of New York City is standing right in front of you. The only champion New York has seen in how many years? Can you count, Cam?
Damn.
How many years? He don't know. He can't count.
Let me take this interview back, why don't you?
Hold on, who is that? Who's that pushing?
Long-legged Cam Scalabo ready to throw down. Really embodies the New York spirit, doesn't he?
Several New York Giants in attendance, including running back Cam Scatabo, who is obviously feeling better after dislocating his ankle.
So he's fighting?
Sitting ringside. The Judgment Day comes up to him. That's Dom and J.D. McDonough and Finn Balor and whatnot. So Dom's talking smack. Cam Scatabu stands up. J.D. McDonough runs over to him, gets in between them. Cam Scatabu actually pushes J.D. McDonough to the floor. Now, they don't actually fight. A wrestling tussie kind of does. There's a big crowd. Referees are pulling him apart and whatnot. But good to see Cam Scatabu up and, you know.
Isn't he, like, recovering?
That's
from
what I'm saying. Like, what
injury?
The hell are you
well,
doing?
He still has a boot on. Oh, he didn't kick anybody.
Oh, my God. Boy, I'm pissed at that.
I would be, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? There was another athlete. I think it was Halliburton was there after he had his surgery, too.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all better sit y'all ass down.
Well, Halliburton actually got in the ring. Cam Scataboo never got outside, or he's set, you know, still ringside. Just push somebody from outside.
When Cam Scataboo's football career is over, wrestling would make sense.
All the way. Yeah, all the way.
He is.
It would make a.
Got the right mentality.
But yeah, the Intercontinental title was always whack to me. I always liked the other one because of the name.
The U.S. title?
Yeah, I just like the U.S. title because I just love
The IC belt has had better looking belt.
I was a big Bear Windham guy. When Bear Windham was a guy, loved it. Big Bear Windham.
There was a guy at the Wade Ford tailgate show on Saturday or Sunday morning with a Cam Scataboo jersey on.
Get out.
Yeah, Arizona State. I don't know why. Walking around.
Maybe went to Arizona State.
Could be.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But no, if you're my guy, you can't be fighting in no wrestling.
No. Especially when you're actively hurt.
Yes, you're actively hurt right now. Oh, no. Joy 929 the game. After each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover, I bet that thing was lit on Sunday.
I actually listened to a little bit of it. I was like, oh, God.
It's your first.
Bless Chris's heart.
It's your first chance to call and react after the Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game here on 929 The Game.
We went over to my dad's house for dinner on Sunday night, and then we were leaving. It was late, like 7:45, 8, and the flyover was still going on. I was like, dang, Chris has been taking phone calls for hours. You could have taken them all night.
I'm sure. Oh, Ric Flair has won one Intercontinental title, so him and John Cena are tied.
All right. Here you go. We're going to do a woo. I mean, John Cena doesn't start the 1 o'clock
hour. No, he does with wiping his face.
No, you can't see him.
God, what? I know we got to go to break. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, who the hell is this corny ass dude? With this corny as hell.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.